Welcome to the Open House Podcast. Conversations exploring life, faith, and hope. Discover more interviews at openhousecommunity.com.au.
How much do we know for sure about the future of world religions? The widely respected Pew Research Center in Washington, D.C. has done the first formal demographic projections exploring that very question, using data on age, fertility, mortality, migration, and religious switching to analyse major religious groups around the world. Dr. Conrad Hackett is the Associate Director of Research. He's the Senior Demographer at the Pew Research Center, and we caught up with him to discuss their very latest research.
We gathered census and survey data all around the world and made estimates for the current religious composition of every country. And then we layered onto that information about fertility and age structure and patterns of religious switching and movement between countries by religion. And we used a demographic model that's used by census agencies around the world to mathematically figure out what the consequences are of the demographic trends that are underway for the consequences for the future. So we projected out from the year 2010 to the year 2060 to understand the implications of the trends today for the religious landscape in the future.
So you're satisfied that the methodology is as robust as it can be?
Yes. Now, we're not predicting the future exactly.
No.
We don't know with a crystal ball what's going to happen. But assuming that the trends that we extrapolate continue and that our data is accurate, we can say with considerable confidence about the direction that we're heading.
Well, perhaps the headline figure that people will focus on, because it's genuinely interesting, is that the number of Christians in the world and the number of Muslims in the world by 2050 will be, give or take, roughly equal. But that represents a faster growth rate amongst Muslims than Christians. I'll give the numbers. 1.6 billion Muslims in the world at the moment, 2.17 billion Christians. You're projecting that by 2050, 2.92 billion Christians and 2.76 billion Muslims, so a much bigger growth rate. What's the reason for that?
The key factor is that Muslim women are having more children than women in any other religious group. In the period we're in now, the 2015 to 2020 period, we estimate that Muslim women are having nearly 3 children per woman. And Christians globally are also having more children than the average woman in the world. And a lot of that has to do with patterns in Africa, where almost everybody is either Muslim or Christian. But Muslims are growing faster. In fact, Muslims are growing about twice the speed of the global population.
So what is the fertility rate amongst Christians around the world at the moment?
In this period, among Christians, it's 2.6 children per woman. And that compares to the global average of 2.4 children per woman. All other religious groups have fertility that's below the global average, and the fertility of women who have no religious identity that they choose, to give you kind of a perspective, is about 1.6 children per woman. So when a woman in a religious group has on average fewer than 2.1 children on average, that's a demographic challenge for that religious group in the sense that people are not having enough children to reproduce the population through fertility alone. So they would depend on religious switching, or in the case of a country's population, maybe migration to fuel the growth of the population absent growth through childbearing.
Well, if the fertility rate of Christians and Muslims is up above the 2 number, it's certainly a lot bigger than it is in
yes.
Western countries. In other words, is the phenomenon we're seeing that high fertility rates in countries with large populations of Christians and Muslims will drive the ratio of the growth of religion into the next few decades?
Yeah, so an interesting pattern is that there's a geographic redistribution of the Christian population of the world that's going on. If you look back 100 years ago, 2 out of 3 Christians in the world lived in Europe. But since then, Europe has gotten a little bit less Christian in terms of identification. But more importantly, the rest of the world has grown tremendously in number while Europe's population has not increased a lot. And we project that by the year 2050, 4 out of 10 Christians in the world will be in Africa. So generally there's been this kind of move towards the global south in terms of the Christian population of the world.
So where do you see religions ending up in countries like Australia, for example, by 2050?
In Australia, New Zealand, countries in Western Europe, in North America, the general pattern is a steady decrease in the share of the population identifying with Christianity and a parallel increase in the share of the population that's identifying with no religion. There's also an increase of minority faiths, often through immigration.
Interestingly, then, on the global figures, the number of people unaffiliated, atheists, agnostics, and just nuns, they call them sometimes, N-O-N-E, the number of nuns unaffiliated is dropping in global terms.
As a share of the world's population, that's right. We expect that because outside what we call the secularizing West, we've got a rapidly growing rest of the world's population. And population growth is so strong in Africa and some Asian countries that it's eclipsing the increase that's happening in places like Australia, where there's a clear pattern of an increase in people with no religion, but not a lot of increase in the total size of the population. The other dynamic that's important there is that, by our count, the largest number of people of no religion are in China and Japan. And those two countries, while their population is large, their populations are aging and the population is not increasing rapidly. So there's not as much potential for growth in the countries that have large unaffiliated populations. And then conversely, in places like Africa, you've got huge population growth and at the present time anyway, not a lot of evidence of people switching to no religion.
Hmm. Now, you've used the phrase the global south. It's a phrase that's often used to describe a broader concept than third world countries, and certainly it's less judgmental to speak of the global south. So if religion is growing faster in the global south, does that mean there's a correlation between economic development and people effectively turning away from religion?
That's a great question, and our study is kind of a contrast to theories that have been put out there that as countries develop economically, they'll necessarily move away from religion. And, it may be that in some of these countries that haven't yet developed economically to the point where Australia and Western European countries have, that may lead to some secularization, but we just don't know that for sure. Mm. And if you think about the Muslim majority countries of the world, there are no clear examples of Muslim majority countries where economic development has led to a clear movement away from Muslim identity. In fact, Turkey perhaps has been the country with the strongest tradition of secularism. And if anything, in recent years, it's moved away from that tradition.